Now, our next storyteller makes fun of California. Well, that's all right, because California can take it. He's hilarious, brother. Book him for your next world tour, Mr. Joe Klosik.
I am a stand-up comic, and I get an email for a gig in the Northern California town of Redding. If you don't know Redding, California, I think the best way to describe it is it's where 1972 went. The email starts out with this disclaimer. Quote, please be advised this venue prominently displays a Confederate flag. It's not indicative of their philosophy there. I've booked many diverse shows at this venue. Have fun. How could I not take that gig? I get up there and I'm standing outside the place. There's a doorman. I've never met him. He's never met me. First words out of his mouth to me are, you know, I can always tell when black people are around. Whoa! Yeah, so can I. They're black. Are you a psychic racist? And I walk into the place and I look up and yes, there's a Confederate flag, but above it is the biggest American flag I've ever seen in my life. I want you to think like Chevy truck commercial, halftime at the Super Bowl, America big. And then under it is the Confederate flag, and hanging on either side of it are those naked women mudflap silhouettes. Classy, right? Hanging at the bottom of the Confederate disco ball. This is the most confused dream catcher ever. Does it come together in some way? Is there a meaning, you know? America, if you're different, we don't want you. Women are objects, gays are okay. I don't think that's what it meant. Right before I come on stage, the owner comes up to me and says, don't make fun of the Confederate flag. Let me tell you guys something, maybe you know. If you want a comedian to not make fun of something, don't tell him to not make fun of it. 10 minutes into the show, I look out at the crowd, I look up at the flag, and then I go, what's up, Dukes of Hazzard fans? That's when everything changed. This low, mean sound came out of the crowd. They hated what I had just said, and I was too busy worrying about that because out of the darkness, objects started coming at me. At first it was just a fry basket and then some fries, and then there was like a fork, and then there was a rock. A rock? Someone brought a rock in here? Why is there a rock? More stuff is coming at me. They're yelling stuff at me. You suck, get off the stage. Your family tree probably looks like a pretzel. More stuff is coming at me. I'm dodging a boot, a belt buckle. And they are getting me. They are getting me, and I am backing up. And then I remember, I am a comic. These are my words. This is truth. I am not gonna back down. There's no way I'm gonna back down. And then they all come together to chant. We're number one. We're number one. We're number one. We're number one. Really? Because that flag means you're number two. After all the tables got put back right and the cops left and I got paid somehow, I walked out of the building and I'm headed towards my car. And like somebody had just been in an accident, all of the adrenaline drains out of me. And I suddenly realize I almost got killed back there. Those guys wanted to kill me for jokes and words, and I can feel my body shake, and I silently resolved to never put myself in that position again. I'm almost at my car when this guy gets directly in front of me. I call him a tether drunk. You know what a tether drunk is? They look like this. It looks like they're gonna fall, but they never quite do. Yeah. I'm getting dizzy just trying to keep eye contact. And he gets in my face and he goes, "I don't like what you said about the flag, boy." And I can feel that comic rage rise again. And I'm just like, why are you so proud of it? I don't take people back to my house and show them my collage of losing lottery tickets. Take it down. Yes, but you weren't there that night, were you? And I can see in his eyes, he's gonna throw a punch. And he starts to, but he's so slow and so drunk that all I have to do to avoid the punch is literally just go. His fist goes past my head, he pulls it back and I straighten up. And what makes this amazing is what this guy said next. He just looks at me and goes, "All right, you're pretty fast, Matrix."